From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont said on Saturday that democratically deciding the future of a nation was not a crime.
Democratically deciding the future of a nation is not a crime. This goes against foundations that unite European citizens through their diversity.
He spoke after the Spanish government announced an unprecedented plan to sack Catalonia's separatist leaders, install its own people in their place, and call a new election, using previously untapped constitutional powers to take control of the prosperous region that is threatening to secede. Vehicles lined the highway following a deadly encounter with militants that left at least 54 policemen dead southwest of Cairo, Egypt, on Friday. The firefight began when security forces, acting on intelligence, moved against a militant's hideout in the area. Officials think that what may have happened was that the force ran out of ammunition and then the militants captured several policemen and then later killed them. Officials said that the police force appears to have fallen into a carefully planned ambush and that the death toll could rise. Iraqi Defense Ministry spokesman Dalat Waziri said a suicide blast Saturday outside the Afghan Military Academy in Kabul killed at least 15 cadets and wounded several others. The Taliban insurgency has claimed responsibility for the minibus bombing, saying that the attack was part of the Mansouri insurgent operations underway against Afghan forces and their backers. The attack came a day after an Islamic State suicide bomber stormed a crowded Shiite Muslim mosque in the city, killing at least 50 worshippers. This is VOA News. The appointment of Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe as a goodwill ambassador of the World Health Organization has been denounced by human rights groups. Scarlett Vitanovich reports.
Critics are urging the World Health Organization to overturn its latest appointment. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe was on Wednesday named a goodwill ambassador. The recently appointed Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus delivered the news at a conference the pair attended, stating Mugabe would influence his pairs in the region to prioritize non-communicable disease. But the decision has shocked many. The president is blamed in the West for destroying his country's economy and numerous human rights abuses during his 37 years as a leader. Leading global health specialist Jeremy Farrar called on the decision to be reversed, stating Mugabe fails in every way to represent the values the organization should stand for. Human rights activists are also critical.
That's Scarlett Vitanovich. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte offered late Friday to shoot criminals himself while warning he may bring back police to the front lines of his deadly war on drugs. Tom Turco has more.
Police were removed from operations October 11th after being accused of rights abuses and killing thousands of people while following his orders to eradicate illegal drugs in society. He replaced them with the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency, which has about 2,000 officers compared with 165,000 for the police force.
Duterte has repeatedly insisted he has not ordered or incited police to murder drug addicts or suspects, while at other times he said he would be happy to slaughter them or have tens of thousands killed. A popular Russian TV anchor who recently announced plans to seek presidency has vowed to withdraw her candidacy if mainstream opposition leader Alexei Navalny becomes eligible to re-enter the contest. But some Russian observers have been quick to pan her candidacy as a Kremlin ploy to split the liberal opposition. Wednesday, journalist Ksenia Sobchak, the daughter of the late Anatoly Sobchak, the former St. Petersburg mayor and one-time mentor to Russian President Vladimir Putin, announced her decision to run as a candidate against all on behalf of all angry Russian voters. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Saturday he will authorize the release of classified documents that may provide more information about the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The law ordered the release of all assassination documents within 25 years unless the president determined that doing so would damage foreign relations, military operations, intelligence, or law enforcement. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.